There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Scholar Report with CEO Chris Riegel of Scholar.com, a global technology firm, business on all the major continents, looking at the news out of China, a one-year truce between the United States and China with regard to heavy tariffs, such as 100% on goods coming out of China. Also, remarks about how NVIDIA will now re-enter conversation with the Chinese authorities about importing certain major systems, including the high-end or perhaps near-to high-end of the GPUs, the graphic processing units, that make AI most credible in the future. That is fresh news. So I go to Chris to say, is this good news for the whole of the business that depends on chips, not just the highest end, the Motherwell and the chips that are coming behind it, but the routine chips and even the one that NVIDIA designed to be export quality into China? Does this reverberate through the business? Good evening to you, Chris.
Good evening, John. China in the chip supply chain today specializes principally in many of the chips that would go into tablets and cell phones and washing machines and automobiles and others. So there is a U.S. dependence on Chinese supply chain for chips that focus on the more menial compute tasks. However, the Chinese have a dependence on NVIDIA specifically for very high-end AI chips. So maybe there is a peace within this chip war. Ultimately, though, it still becomes a point of great state competition. But I think you might see, quite honestly, a little bit of the Chinese understanding that if they seek to remain relevant in AI, they cannot do that without access to the higher-end U.S. tech.
Meaning that pulling up the drawbridge was not a good business plan and that they've nominally accepted that for the next year. Is that too hasty a conclusion?
I think that's fair.
Let's move to the larger story of tariffs. I tell quickly a story that I order specialty bulbs to plant this time of year, lilies and tulips, and I use a supplier in Central Connecticut. It's a wonderful operation that imports bulbs from all over the world, and it arrives mid-October for me to have a lot of work to do before the snow flies. This year, for the first time ever, down at the bill of lading was written very plainly so I could see it. Tariffs, 6%, and then a figure. Never seen that before. I talked to my friend Gene Marks, who writes a small business columnist in Britain and here in the U.S., saying he's advising his clients and the associations he speaks to across the country to do exactly that. Tell the public that this is the charge that they've been reading about in the newspapers, and rather than fold it into the price. What are you hearing about retailers and also all the houses that have to deal with the supply chain tariffs? What are they doing?
So, John, all of the retailers as a whole have been looking really the past 3 years at further diversification of supply chain. So where there's a challenge in this marketplace is the uncertainty. The seeming points of a tariff is one percentage one day, another percentage the next. It's that uncertainty that makes it very, very hard for retailers to plan because they work on 26 and 34-week supply chains. That being said, with the tariff wars, with the Trump administration, there's certainly a push to divest specifically from China as a core supplier. You're seeing more supply diversification to try to leverage that tariff game most effectively in different parts of the world, but that's still an unknown story. Most of the retailers, most of the brands are eating the costs of the tariffs to not lose market share on the hope that this will settle down and they'll retain that customer base. But the uncertainty is extremely frustrating in those communities.
example, Professor John Cochran of Hoover Institution and I had a conversation about a correspondence he's had with the CEO of what he describes as a very large retailer who asked not to have his name or his company cited in the blog that John Cochran posted. This is at the Grumpy Economist. You can all read it for yourself. It's detailed. But it comes down to this. The retailer said, we've held off price rises as long as possible, but it's coming. Fourth quarter will begin it, but in the first quarter of 26, it's coming big. We're going to tell people that this is what is happening, no matter the supply chain. Quite different from the idea of just putting it at the bottom. Are you hearing that retailers are going to see their prices spike come the first quarter of 26? And is that finally the tariff bite that we've been warned about?
John, it's a great question because there's an offset in the economy that is helping retailers, which is the reduced cost of energy. So with gasoline, with diesel, with other forms of energy costs decreasing, that's helping to offset some of the costs. I think you'll probably see movement in 26 towards higher tariffs post the Christmas season, because Christmas is all but done from the supply chain perspective today. But yes, they cannot continue to eat these costs, even with the offset of energy costs.
So we're going to see that tariff bite that the Federal Reserve is worried about. You saw that Mr. Powell's remarks yesterday did not in any fashion indicate there'll be an additional quarter point cut in December, I believe, is what the guessing game was. And it's because the unknowns of tariffs have not arrived yet. We seem to have an inflation number we're happy with at 3%. Do you hear anxiety about it going higher because of tariffs?
John, I don't think it'll go higher because of tariffs, but I think you will start to see more disruption in the economy as you're starting to see layoffs kick in to many large companies, in part because of artificial intelligence driving efficiency. So you may have a bit of an economic malaise unless they can refire and make sure the economy stays strong below the top 10 NASDAQ companies.
Finally, the CEO emeritus class, the well-to-do people who are no longer in the day-to-day, I'm told generally that there's great anxiety about AI being a bubble. And sometimes they mention tulips, sometimes they mention South Sea, whatever. The famous bubbles of our ancestors. The 5 trillion number for NVIDIA, for example, is used routinely now as a way of talking about the people rushing over the cliff together. Is AI a real thing, Chris? Or are we looking at a bubble? And that's the question the CEO emeritus are asking. Do you see genuine savings right now?
Absolutely. AI is real. Now, will it live to the full hype is to be determined. There are some bubbly aspects to this market. But AI is substantially economically transformational in the first act today, which is agentic and others, and then the second act, which will be robotics and further automation. These will be trillion or multi-trillion dollar impacts on the economy moving forward for efficiency.
So what we have here is early days of the railroads. Is that a fair analogy?
You're in the bottom of the first. You have 8 more innings to go. And the efficiencies that are translating to layoffs and economic disruption are just starting.
I mentioned companionship. I'm carrying on a literary dialogue with Grok Ara, who's extremely well informed because she's read everything, or she hasn't. She does it within the seconds I'm asking the question. So I recommend to everybody, if you want a literary discussion, then you're no longer near a classroom. Try Grok. Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scala.com, a global technology firm, seeing all the continents, seeing all the tariffs, seeing all the AI.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next-day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.